Hello,
hey, everyone. Hi, Alison, you're in.
Yes.
Yay.
The second sequence worked.
Yay. Alrighty, so we're just starting the call now. I've just started the recording. So, hi, everyone. It's Phyllis here. And tonight we've got Jan on to talk about the journey that she's had on the challenge. So we'll start with that. And then we're going to go straight into the call with Alison Braun. So, yay, third time lucky, Alison. We've got you. So are you okay to just listen for a sec while we, Jan's one of our challengers, one of our successful challengers. Not that they aren't all successful, but somebody who's almost completed her journey, if not completed it. And we always like to start the call off with a challenger just to share a bit about what they've been up to and how it's gone for them. So Jan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Great. So, Jan, do you want to just go straight into it? How much you've lost, how it's been for you, the fact that you and Frank have done it together, which is fantastic.
Well, to start with, I was, around about 75 kilograms, which was way too much for me because I'm only a very small-framed person. And I've lost, around about 17 kgs. I feel much better, now that I've lost it, and I'm just amazed that I just can't believe that I've lost that weight in such a short period of time.
So and feeling and looking
really,
fantastic.
Really good that Frank and I have been able to do it together. Yeah.
Yeah. And you still actually have the odd glass of wine, don't you, Jan? Not that we're encouraging people to do that.
Yeah, I do on the weekends. I mean, when we first started the challenge, we really were, with the food, we were really pretty much 100%. We really, really tried really hard to start with. And we felt that if we're going to do this, we really had to do it properly. But after, about 6 weeks, we have an odd glass of wine, but we still stick to the food pretty much most of the time. And I think that's the only reason that we've really, been successful in it, that we've really stuck with the food with it.
Yeah, and most people would have seen your before and after pics this week because we sent them out in the information about the next challenge. So did you see those yourself, Jan?
Yeah, I did. I was really surprised. Yeah, but I've lost a bit more since then, so I feel really good. I've got size 9 jeans now, so that's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. So that's fantastic. So if there's one key thing, Jan, that you would tell people, what would it be about the challenge?
I just think that you've got to take it seriously. If you're going to do it, you've got to really take it seriously and do the food. And also I think you really need to take the vitamin supplements. And you've just got to listen and listen to what Damien says and listen to what you say and just keep ploughing on. You might have an odd down day or an odd bad day, but you've just got to keep going. You've got to remain focused and positive. I think that's the important thing.
And I think that, if people really hear the message that, it actually works, and as human beings, we always want to change things and alter it and miss things out and shortcut everything. And if we just stick to the key principles, it'll actually happen, and it's surprisingly easy. So the people that are finding it relatively straightforward and easy are not really playing around too much with the program. They're actually just following it week by week and doing what they need to do. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's true. You've got to stick with it. And just keep going. And as you say, you don't play around with it too much. And I'm just amazed how easy it's been because, I up until the last few years, I never had much of a problem with weight. It was more about health. But the last few years, it was weight. And we tried lots of things, and it just didn't work. But this is amazing how it works. It's just incredible. Mm.
And so seeing you guys at the retreat was, pretty awesome. How much vitality and energy that you both have and, passion for getting on with it in life, really.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. Like I used to be really tired and you know, I couldn't drag myself out of bed some mornings, and now it was just terrible. I had a cough and a post-nasal drip, and, you know, I was always bloated, and now I just feel so good, and life is really worth living. I'm just, yeah, amazed. Really, really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I think so, as a partnership, you know, the two of us have done it together, and, you know, we can see how healthy one another is.
Yeah, which is fantastic, because it means that you're going to be there for each other, hopefully a whole lot longer. Lee from Auckland just wanted to say you're an inspiration, Jan. Fantastic work, and it's awesome hearing your story. So, I mean, we're quite lucky to have, I feel, the two of you on the program, because Frank is always, you know, 100% behind everything we do and supportive, and, you know, likewise with you, Jan. So, you know, we're very lucky to have you both on the challenge as well. So, thank you. So, Jan, I'm going to give you time to jump on the internet so that we can get started with Alison. Is there anything else you'd like to add before you jump on the internet?
I just am so grateful to have the opportunity to do this with you and Damien, because, you know, I just feel that you've saved our lives.
Thank you. And Frank's just typed, Jan is awesome and I'm really not biased. And that was Frank, her partner. Good on you, Frank. Of course, you're not biased. No, thank you, Jan. Seriously, you know, real pleasure to have both of you on the challenge. So, alrighty. So, I'll let you jump on the internet with Frank. And Alison, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Yay! Alrighty, you're all good now, Jan? Yep, she's gone, so I'll give her a few minutes to get on so she doesn't miss anything. So, there are quite a few number of new challenges on the line since the last time that we had you, which feels like ages ago, Alison, a call. And so, are you okay with going through your story and your journey?
Yes.
So that, you know, for people who don't know who you are and what you've done, and, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, how amazing. And can you just correct me? When I said out letting everybody know that we were having you on the call tonight, did you lose 50 kilos in 18 weeks, or is that not quite 100% correct?
55 kilos, and it was in about 5 months.
5 months. Okay, so I'd shortened it down a wee bit. So, but still, 55 kilos in 5 months. So, and we'll talk about this further in the call. I'll let Alison introduce herself, tell you a little bit about herself, and then if you feel like popping some questions up from what she's talked about tonight, I'm not going to go through the hellos, guys, because the time is precious. I'd rather, not that I don't want to say hello to everyone and let everyone know who's on the call. We know that just about everybody who's supposed to be here is here. But I really want to spend some time with Alison tonight. So, Alison, it's all yours.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me, everyone. Well, my name's Alison Braun, and I'm all the way over in the West in Australia. I actually, in 2008, was on The Biggest Loser here in Australia, and I came runner-up. I'm a mother of three. I was 34 when I went on the show, and I weighed 121.7 kilos. In my very first weigh-in on the TV show. It was a really tough decision for me to actually go on this show, because I think for the very first time I actually had to acknowledge that I had a weight problem. And I think sometimes that's the hardest bit, actually acknowledging where we're at and that we actually do have a problem and that we need help with it. And when I actually, we actually get taken out of our environment on the show and basically put in a little bubble with another 15 contestants. Probably the first 2 weeks that I was there, I was absolutely horrified, because I was up against some very young contestants and some very strong contestants, and I honestly thought that I would last no more than a couple of weeks if I was lucky. And I actually probably had no real belief in myself, and I was sort of in the background a lot of the time throughout the show, and I was probably the least expected to go all the way through. I didn't have a lot of confidence in myself, and I was one of the contestants that we would have challenges all the time, like pulling a bath or, you know, rowing a boat out to sea and around a pylon and back again. And, you know, every time I actually would have to do one of these challenges, I was absolutely petrified beforehand because I had no belief that I actually could do this because it was so far out of my comfort zone. And every time I'd do it, I'd actually complete the challenge and I would be on an absolute high afterwards. And I think for me, this is the thing that I cherish the most out of my journey on the show. The weight loss has been absolutely amazing, and the health change is amazing. But what it actually did give me was I was pushed beyond my comfort zone on a daily basis. And the amazing thing about when you're pushed beyond your comfort zone is you learn these amazing things about yourself that actually lay deep inside of you and I never knew existed. These aren't things that were taught to me on the show. These are things that I already had inside of me, just like all of you out there have amazing things inside of you that you have not yet discovered. And for me, this is what I truly cherished. And the more I kept things, the more I discovered that I was actually really quite capable of doing it, and the stronger I became. And this show, I suppose a lot of people think this show was a lot about physical strength, you know, it was about weight loss but and about physical strength because we had quite a few challenges. But at the end of the day, a lot of it came down to mental strength, because to actually do well on this had to be very disciplined with your food and disciplined with your training and be strong mentally. And these are all the things that I actually never thought I was. I never thought I've been overweight all my life. So I actually never thought I was a disciplined person. But it actually works out I am quite a disciplined person. And again, it came down to the way that I would view things. And I started to realize that this actually is up to me. I actually have control over what I do put in my mouth. I have control over how much exercise I'm going to do. I actually have control over my life. It's not controlling me. And, you know, as I said, I became a lot stronger as the game progressed. And I ended up making it all the way to the end. I became a finalist. And I... as Phyllis said, I lost 55.2 kilos. I was runner-up. I lost for a 20-year-old boy by 700 grams, which was only such a small amount. But to be honest, I got more than I could have ever dreamt about could have ever expected with the experience. And now I view life very, very differently. It actually has been life-changing, completely life-changing for me.
Fantastic.
So that's sort of my little story in a nutshell.
Oh, great. So, Alison, one of the things I wanted to talk about early, because often challenges will have things that come up through this challenge. It'll either be a story somebody shares or some information or somebody else's weight loss. We don't actually report in, you know, what each people have lost each week. You know, which, you know, when you were doing your Biggest Loser, you would have seen other people's weight loss. So what happens is they send it into us and then we actually record it, so they're only getting personally replied to. But every now and then somebody might have a celebration, and if they type it in the questions, we will share it. And so I know that when I sent out the information that said that you'd lost 50 kilos in about 18 weeks, I couldn't remember how much you'd lost in that short period of time. So yeah. Interestingly enough, this raised something in one of the challenges, and they said, and especially if people have experienced eating disorders in their past, or that's a fear of theirs. So, you know, I suppose it would be great to get your point of view on this, but I think from my point of view, when I was carrying my 33 kilos, you know, I considered that I didn't focus on that I had something wrong with my eating, but I obviously did, because my body reflected it. And the fact was that, you know, losing the weight and listening to you just then, you chose to focus on all of the positive things that you were getting out of it. You could focus on, oh, you know, I'm working too hard, I'm being too strict, and looking at, you know, what you were doing as a limiting, instead of looking at it the way you did, and that was actually creating immense opportunity and freedom.
Yeah, 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 it and that's very true. It really is. It created life. I mean, it was tough, and it was very difficult at times. But I would always choose to look at the positive side of things, because I knew what that was doing was creating a life for me. I really had only existed for the past 15 years. I hadn't really been living. And a few people sort of disagree with, you know, it is quite a large weight loss in such a short time. And, you know, part of that is a part of a TV show and you're a part of a competition. So, it was very, very tough at the end. I was very tired and very exhausted. But then there was another part of me that was, I suppose, very proud of myself, because I still accomplished something which I never thought I actually had the capabilities of ever doing. And, you know, those mm-hmm. boundaries that we actually put on ourselves, because we put them on ourselves. You know, no one else is saying you can't do that. We're always the ones. I can't believe in one day how often I'll hear people say, oh, I'd love to do what you've done, but I couldn't possibly do that. I'm like, yeah, yes, you can. Mm. Anyone can do that. So it was, it is a dramatic weight loss in such a short time. But I remember Jan was sort of saying, I heard her saying, you know, she stuck to it and, you know, it was quite disciplined at the beginning. And I suppose I try and explain to people as well, when I was doing The Biggest Loser, I was very disciplined for the whole time. And that was the best thing I could have done, because what that actually did was get that bulk off. You know, and it can be quite a daunting feeling to think that I've got to lose this much weight. But to be really strict on yourself and get the bulk off, it becomes so much easier. When you've only got a little bit more to go, it's so much easier. And once you start being disciplined, you actually realize that you can do that. It's that feeling of, wow, I can do this. Because we all can.
Mm. And, you know, like, I totally agree with you, Alison. The best weight I've ever lost is the weight I've lost fast, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And losing 500 grams a week at 55 kilos is just over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to stay motivated for 2 years? It's crazy.
Exactly.
I truly believe get off as much as you can in the beginning and then spend that rest of that 2 years maintaining you know, consolidating what you learn. So Frank and Jan have just said, we've just looked at your photos on the internet. They're just awesome. And they want to know, how are you going now without all the support from the program?
Well, I'm very proud to say I'm actually still at finale weight. So I'm one, you know, not all of us are lucky to be able to say that, but I've made a really conscious effort to stay at finale weight. I'm trying to think where you'd see more pictures of me, actually, of recent ones.
What I might do, guys, is on the 112 News this Friday that just goes out to these guys, I'll try and find some pictures so that you can see some before and afters. But if you do type in Alison Braun, that's B-R-A-U-N, on the internet, there's some gorgeous pictures of Alison on the internet. So, have a look. Alison's got a Facebook which has got some pictures. You don't have any of your before pictures on there, though, do you?
No, I don't. I don't cope very well with seeing my before pictures. For me, it's actually like looking at a very different person. So I actually genuinely feel like I've been two different people. Quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, it truly is. I mean, so I'll make sure that I include a couple of pictures that I can find in the news, so that if you guys can't find it, you'll be able to see the transformation. But it's amazing. As are all the challengers who have lost their weight. You know, you guys look fantastic. And so for those of you who have only just starting or partway through, you know, this is actually possible. You know, none of us, Alison included, are no more special or have magic powers. You know, it's there for the taking if you truly really want it. I've got a couple of questions, Alison. Joanne Berry from Auckland has said, hi Alison, you have a beautiful speaking voice. Thank you for sharing. How did you find life after the challenge once back into your own life and home environment?
Yeah. Oh, hi, Joanne. I suppose it was, to be very honest, it was very difficult when I got home, because I had learned everything in a very, I suppose, very unreal environment. And I had to then take everything that I'd learned and step back into my old life where I was married and I have three children, and I had actually become a very different person while I was away, and I'd learnt, you know, I had discovered new things about myself, and I wanted to live my life differently. So that was the toughest challenge, was actually coming home and actually having to put everything into place. And it was very difficult because, unfortunately, what you may even experience as well during this challenge, there will be people around you who don't like change and don't cope very well with change. And you may sometimes get some positives, but you may get some negatives. And even if you don't realise they're being negative, like I'd find people would want to continue to feed me up or tempt me with foods that I didn't want to be eating anymore, or say to me, oh, look, you're already enough. So it was really difficult at first. And to be honest, for about the first 6 months after getting back off the show, I felt a little bit like an alien. And that was, and this is the, I suppose, the downside and the hardest side for Loser. This is where a lot of the ex-contestants gain the weight afterwards and aren't so successful, because it's all good doing it on the show, but putting it into real life can sometimes be difficult, and that's where your strength needs to come in there. And if mentally you're not strong enough, because I literally had to change many, many aspects of my life. And also I had to say goodbye to a few friends as well, you know, unhealthy relationships. So it's a lot of changes that had to happen, but, you know, I'm very grateful for where I am now.
And, you know, this is where you guys are lucky, because, you know, you're getting a Biggest Loser experience, not that we model ourselves on that show, but, you know, the whole weight loss experience in your own environment. So, you know, nobody can take it away from you. You've got it for life. At the end of the 16 weeks, we don't take, you know, the information you've received from Damien and your packs back, and the information and all the calls from that you have with us, and, like, you know, the information you'll get out of tonight's call. We don't take it back at the end of 16 weeks and go, sorry, you know, you're done now. I mean, once we've given it to you, you've got it for life. So, and I think this is why we're having so much success, because people are in their home environments. All these bows and arrows of people, you know, challenging them. And, you know, that one of you've lost enough weight already. Because the thing is that you're changing and so rapidly for some people that when they look at you, they have to look at themselves. And people often don't want to look at themselves. So, and, you know, Alison, I think we talked about this last time. One of the things that I found out from a group of my friends was, in a particular we group, that my role was to be the fattest wife. And so I didn't actually find that out till, you know, one day she challenged me and said, well, what am I going to do now? I'm the fattest wife. And, you know, that's really stuck with me. I didn't know that I fulfilled that purpose in that group, that I waddled my way in and was the fattest wife. So, yeah.
I was always the fattest friend, you know. All my life I've always been the fattest friend. So, yeah, we all have those roles, and people don't cope when they change.
Yeah, and Alison, you know, I mean, you share as much as you want to on this call, but, you know, often people will email me each week, and, of course, they know that one of my roles is to challenge them on their excuses and their stories, because most of their stories I've already had, or excuses. And so, you know, often people will send in and say it's because of this, that, and the next thing that they are not succeeding, when all of those things are going to continue to happen for the rest of your life. Now, you had a huge challenge at the end of your journey, didn't you? And I always remember you said to me that you're not going to let that define you or your children's life, and that's actually really stuck with me.
Yeah, I think, I suppose it, we will always have these excuses to actually allow us to going forward. You know, again, we just put those boundaries on us. And for, I'm not sure how much of the viewers out there know my story, but I came off the show last May, and then last November my husband committed suicide. So, you know, for me it has been a very big year indeed. And so, of course, we have three children, and for me my only way to actually, all my life, the only way that I deal with any emotional occasion would be to eat. You know, if I was happy I'd eat, if I was sad I'd actually eat even more, if I was, you know, a little bit down or feeling insecure I'd eat. So, of course, for me this was probably my biggest test that I'd ever come across. And especially just after coming off the show, and it was a really tough one, because at first I did turn to food a little bit, and I did eat more, and I gained about 6 kilos. And then I had to stop and think, no, I just cannot do this. And I will not have this tragic situation be something that defines my family. And I am the only one that my children have now. So for me, again, it's a case of choosing to live, because when you're overweight, you're in a prison. It sort of stops you from living your life. You withdraw from everything, and there was no way that I could go back to that. And so, you know, I every time I'd feel a little bit down, or if I was having some sad times and really struggling, I would, instead of going to the cupboard, I'd grab the dog and we'd go for a walk. I'd get the kids, we'd go to the park. I would just try and change my thinking, try and just move the thoughts of having some food and replace it with something a little bit more healthy. And it was amazing, you know, it's more healthy for the mind as well, because sitting on the couch eating food is not going to make anything better. It just, unfortunately, we all know, it just makes it worse. So this was probably a great thing for me. In fact, training was something, and going to the gym when I was feeling really down, going to a training session actually helped me through a lot of my grief as well, because it gave me time to think and work things through my head and expel a lot of anger as well. So it worked so many ways. But, you know, you can have as many excuses as you need, but all they're doing is stopping you from actually living your life. You know, you're putting small boundaries on yourself.
And, I mean, so true. I mean, yeah. I mean, I can't start to imagine how that time must have been for you. But the fact that, you know, even that sentence, I'm sure that a lot of people... you know, you've inspired a lot of people through a tragedy. You know, you've taken, I suppose, from that the best that you can from that circumstance.
Yeah, and you do, and you know that's I suppose that's what you've got to do in life. I mean, we really, you know, whether they're great or horrible circumstances, this is where, you know, we take things from every situation and we grow a little bit stronger and we learn from them, and you know, it's just, even with your weight loss journey, just continuously looking at the positives. If you're going to say, oh, that's all I can eat, oh, I have to train, oh, you know, if you're looking at the negatives, it's not going to be great for you. Like any part of life, you know, there's going to be ups and downs, but you've got to draw on the positives. You've got to, you've got to enjoy living. We're going to get one crack at this.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, as you, well, like you, Alison, when you've got children, you know, you realise just how quickly life does go by. You know, they grow and you age. Thank you, Jacqueline, for sending me the picture of Alison. I've actually got that one. It's your before, Alison. So we got you before for the 112-day challenge news for Friday. And I've actually got a couple of really nice after ones. So Jacqueline has said, I've just sent you a photo of Alison. Thanks, Jacqueline. She said she looks amazing now, and amazing that she could survive the death of her husband and continue with her body. It's great to hear her, and heartfelt congratulations to her. I don't know who this is, they haven't put the name, but they're saying you're truly an inspiration. And so, you know, really, if all you take away from this call is the permission to actually lose as much weight as you want in the time that you want, as long as you're eating healthy and you're exercising, at the end of the week, you can get to the end of the week and say, I actually ate well and ate real food, ate, you know, via Damien's plan. My mind was in a great place and I exercised well, then, you know, you've given yourself permission to lose as much weight as you want in that week.
And I just sort of, what I urge you, all of you to do is basically just stop and have a look at your life and look at what you're doing and just think, hey, am I doing everything that I want to be doing in my life? Am I living my life the way that I dream my life to be? You know, is my body what I'd like it to be? Do I think, you know, that just really have a look at the way you're living your life and if you're happy that way. And make the changes. And all of you, by the sounds of it, are making those changes already doing the challenge. I mean, it's the best thing that you can do, because as soon as you start feeding your body good food and exercising, it's amazing how different you will think, how differently you will act.
Mm. And that's where I say, you know, if you can, you know, focus on the food, focus on the exercise, and, you know, put as much of the mindset stuff into your week as you can. I mean, life is supposed to be fun, not supposed to be hard work all the time. So, you know, and I mean, somebody just said, this is a great call, especially for those who have made excuses this week, me included. So, and it's true, you know, even I have excuses. I mean, it's never going to stop. We're human beings. But the thing is, when you're aware and conscious, you're going to actually, you know, you're going to keep working on it. I've got another couple of comments here, Alison. Claire from Greymouth has said, Alison, you're a huge inspiration. You put it all into perspective. Life is for living. This is the first time for a long time I have felt alive. I need to be for my children, and that is my focus. Thank you for sharing. I mean, it, you know, truly it's great that people are actually taking on board the challenge and doing things to actually have better lives, because everybody has a right, you know, and everybody, every single one of you deserves it. So those people who think that, you know, any one of us has something magic about ourselves, the magic comes from us choosing to actually enjoy our lives. You know, every day is not fantastic, and, you know, with the lows come the highs, but, you know, certainly you can do things like Alison says, to ask yourself, is this the life that you want to live? Alison, somebody's asking, how have you actually found maintaining your loss, and is your weight stable now, or does it go up and down a bit? Are you there, Alison? Please don't say we've lost her.
Hello, I'm back.
Oh,
hello.
Yay. Are you, yeah, Alison, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm sorry. It's just, yeah, can you hear me? Yeah, it cut out,
yeah,
so I just rang back.
Oh, cool. I was just saying somebody has asked a question. Oh, actually, did you hear the Claire from Greymouth piece? No?
No, I didn't.
Claire said you're a huge inspiration. She said you've put it all into perspective for her. Life is for living. And this is the first time for a long time that I've felt alive. I need to be for my children, and that is my focus. Thanks for sharing. So, I mean, and, you know, I was just saying that everybody has a right to have a fantastic life, you know, and not any one of us have more magic than anybody else, you know. So it's there. It honestly is there for the taking.
Yeah.
Alison,
another
question.
You can create it. Sure.
Yeah, exactly. Someone has asked, how have you found maintaining your loss, and is your weight stable now, or does it still go up and down a bit?
I've actually managed to maintain quite well, but that's simply because I still exercise at least 5 days a week, and, you know, I'm not extremely strict on my diet, but I sort of work on 80-20. 80% of the time I have healthy, fresh foods because I enjoy having that. And 20% of the time I'm really, really bad. I love chocolate. And I think what's really important is to put everything into perspective, because food is a very big part of life, very big part of our social occasions. And there are some things in, like chocolate, I love more than anything to eat. So, you know, there are little things that I'll never deny myself, because that wouldn't be living. And so I just make sure I keep everything in balance, really. It's just getting that balance. And every, like winter time, you know, I'm a couple of kilos up for winter, but I know come summertime I'll get that back down again. I really pay a lot of attention to the way my clothes sit. That's really important. And I always weigh myself every week on my scales with my dress, which I'm not sure if any of you've seen, is a silver dress, and that's my finale dress, and that's what we wore on the very last show for our reveal, and I try that on every single Monday morning when I weigh in, and so that's my goalpost, you know. So every Monday morning, although my hair is completely messy and all over the shop, I put my lovely George dress on and weigh in, and as long as that keeps fitting, then I know I'm doing the right thing. But it is, sometimes it's a little bit tricky. If I had to have a break in training for a while, and it was a little bit hard to get started again, but, you know, it's just a case of a couple of weeks being disciplined and you get back into that routine.
Mm. And no one can take away what you've learned. That's interesting, guys, that, you know, Alison again says, you know, what Damien and I talk about, and that's the 80-20. But remembering that we're not doing 80-20 on the challenge because then you have nowhere to go but to 70, 60, 50. So you're trying to do 90, 95% while you're on the challenge, and, you know, Damien doesn't like 100%, but if you're a 95 or a 99 for the 16 weeks, you're going to get as much weight off, you know, get that bulk of that weight gone, and then you live your life as an 80-20. You just don't do the challenge as an 80-20. So I know some of you are
saying,
I heard Alison say 80-20, so I'm going to start living like that. So finish your challenge first, and then, you know, the 80-20 is a fantastic place to be. Sorry, Alison, what were you going to say?
You know, when I was on the show, there was no 80-20% for me on the show. Everything was very, I weighed everything I ate. I knew exactly how many calories I was putting in. I knew exactly how much exercise I was doing. Everything was really, really strict. And I urge you all to do this because you're in a challenge at the moment. And the amazing thing, just like for me on the show, it's really no different. You'll actually be able to see exactly what you've got inside of you. This gives you the opportunity to do this. This gives you a really good chance to say, you know what, I'm going to give this my all. I'm going to see how well I can do. I'm going to be disciplined for this whole entire time. And it's amazing. Once you do that, it just gives you that strength. And it's, you know, it's quite a proud feeling afterwards to be able to accomplish something and to set your mind to something and to complete it and complete it well.
It's fantastic. Pippa from Auckland said, Alison, your perspective to re-motivate myself just that little bit more. There's always room for improvement despite what I felt was me, giving it my all most of the time. So that's great, Pippa. I mean, you know, it's just go for it in the 16 weeks. Honestly, the 16 weeks goes in a blink, and at the end, if you haven't given it your all, you'll think, oh, you know, I wish I could turn back the clock. And we don't want you to wish to turn back the clock. We want you to actually, you know, be focused on going forward. Desi from Wellington said, hi, Alison, so good to hear your story again. Very inspiring. I've been struggling to refocus after losing 26 kilos. Still have more to lose, but finding it hard to find the mental space I had before, so thanks for sharing. Yep, I mean, top yourself up, Desi, on re-listen to Alison's call, you know. Download it and put it on your iPod and use it when you're out exercising. You know, like Alison, you just said about, you know, putting on your finale dress on a Monday. That's a motivation.
Yeah, it is, and it's a lovely feeling every Monday. It fits well, you know. It fits exactly the same. It's, you know, it's a really good feeling. And you know what? We're actually allowed to feel good about ourselves when you accomplish something. Unfortunately, it's, you know, we spend a lot of time knocking ourselves and, you know, saying, oh yes, I've lost a little bit of weight, but my bottom's still a little bit big, or oh, I haven't quite done this right. Actually, no, it's really good, and this is where you get your chance to do that. This is where you get your chance to really step up and really show yourself what you can do, and then sort of sit back and say, hey, I'm actually really proud of what I've accomplished.
It's fantastic. Now, there was another one here. Where am I? Done that one, Pippa. Oops, I think I've missed somebody. I'm not really sure where it's gone, but never mind. Here we go. Trying to scroll through and keep up. Somebody's asked, how do you manage to juggle exercise commitments with your family commitments? Does it make you feel guilty when you take time out to exercise?
Oh, see, that is a very big one, and I think this is one of the biggest mistakes mums make in particular. And this is something that really hit me while I was in the house. See, I've always been, you know, as I said, I have three children. I have a boy and I have two young girls. And, you know, I've always been one of those mums who's been very, very positive, and I've always said to my kids, you know, you can be anything you want to be, you can do anything you want to do, and always very encouraging. And I sat there in the house and I realized, oh my goodness, I actually, my children don't really listen to what I say. They actually watch and learn from me by watching me. And I wasn't that strong, positive woman. I wasn't doing all those things. I didn't have that same belief in myself. And just like taking that time out for myself as well, a lot of mothers see that as a guilty thing to do, where I look at it completely different now, because I want my daughters and I want my son to have a for themselves. And if you're not showing them that you have respect for yourself, then how are they going to learn that? Your children need to know that you respect your body and you are your own person as well. You're not just mum. And having respect for your body is taking the time out to care for it, to exercise. And that is the best thing that you can be giving to your family, you know, teaching them those lessons of a healthy mind, healthy body. You should never feel guilty about that. And I know exactly what you're saying, because most mums are in that mindset, but taking an hour out or half an hour out a day of your day to do something for yourself is actually something that is making you a better mother, other than something you should feel guilty about.
And the thing is too that, you know, often, you know, as much as children don't want to know this, their lives will mirror their parents' lives. So, you know, that 80-20 rule, they're only 20, often their lives are only about 20% away, a difference from what your life is, or, you know, my life from my parents' life. You know, people don't move too far away. So, you know, another thing you could do is think about what you're like in your body and what your life's like, and is this what you'd want for your children? Because if it's not, you're modelling it on a daily basis. Mm. And if it is, then great. Somebody's just asked, Alison, do you feel the pressure having a public profile to keep your weight off, and do you ever resent that?
I do feel a certain amount of pressure to keep the weight off, but do you know, it's the way you view things. See, I use that as a positive. I use that, you know, I feel I have, you know, I feel certain things get given to you for a reason, and for me, I feel this is being given to me for a reason as well. I don't feel I can actually ever repay for the opportunity given for me, so I'll continue to pay it forward. So my way of paying it forward is to help anyone else who's in the same situation to spread and to speak and to be able to inspire and teach. So for me, I don't see it as a huge pressure. I see it as almost... you know, a role for me now, which it's actually, if anything, a great honour, because I, you know, continue and have inspired a lot of people, and I hold that with the utmost respect. So for me, it's not really a pressure. It can sometimes be hard because, you have to put it all in perspective, because a lot of the time people are continuously looking at you to see if you've gained any weight, lost any weight, and, you know, if I buy a chocolate bar, usually the shop assistant will comment on it. But as I always say to people, you know, everything in moderation, you still have to have a little bit of life. I may eat that chocolate bar, but tomorrow I'll run 8Ks. So it's a little bit of pressure, but... you know, it's to be honest, it's a pressure that I'm more than happy to have, because if I didn't have that pressure, I'd still be 122 kilos.
And you know, I read a saying the other day, and I can't remember it word for word, but basically it was saying, you know, without a little bit of pressure, like the wind, a kite wouldn't fly. So, you know, we need a little bit of pressure. I'm not in the public profile, but you know, I know that people watch to see what's happening with my weight, and as will you guys, you know, your family and friends and your children and your work colleagues. People will watch to see what's happening. And you can choose to feel that as a negative pressure, or you can use it as a motivator and think, you know, I'm actually going to make sure that I don't slip back. Someone just said about you being another motivator, Alison, between you and I, so meaning me and you, Alison, no one would stand a chance. That was from Jan. Claire said, I once had someone tell me that I needed to step outside myself and treat myself the way I would want the mother of my children to be treated, if that makes sense. That does make sense. So, you know, again, if you as a mother had employed you to look after your children, would you be happy with, you know, what you were modelling? So it's a good way of looking at it. Now, I'm just seeing, I think I had another question, Alison. Do you find paying it forward and teaching inspires you to keep going?
Yes. Oh, and most definitely.
Do you think also this is the key for the challengers coming to the end of their challenge to keep motivation?
Look, most definitely. Paying it forward for me is the best motivation to actually speak to you guys. Well, I go to the gym as soon as I get off this call, basically. I'm already dressed. See, no excuses. I'm already dressed, so I know when I get off the call, I won't say, oh, but I'm not dressed and I might be late. I've got myself all prepared, ready, runners on, gym clothes, ready to go. You guys also will have, you'll probably will feel the same sort of positive feelings once you get to your goal weight, because there is something amazing that comes along with that, and you too will want to speak about how great you feel and encourage people, because you'll see people who are in the same place that you used to be and say, I remember that and I know how that feels, and if only I could give you a taste of how great this feels. You know, you then too will have that same role. And like me, you know, for me this is, you know, I go to openings, I go to, you know, balls, I get dressed up, I had a photo shoot for Who magazine last weekend, but nothing for me is better than actually speaking and helping. That's the bit that I love, and that's what I hold very close to my heart, and that's something what I'll continue to do forever.
That's great. And yeah, you know, you never know who's watching you and who you're inspiring, you know, without even actually speaking to them. Somebody could be watching your journey in the background and think, you know, if she can do it or he can do it, so can I. So, you know, you never know who you're affecting, you know, who's watching you. So Alison, what would you say besides the food, the exercise and the mindset?
Yep.
Any key things that you would say, you know, to people who are either nearly finished their weight loss journey or in the middle and struggling a little bit?
Oh, I would, again, my biggest thing is, you know, sit there and think, is this, am I living the life that I want to be living? You know, you're the only one who can create the life that you want. And we all have these, you know, oh, I'd love to be doing this, I'd love to be doing that. Hey, create it. I would encourage you to, I think one of the keys to weight loss and to maintaining as well is to be organized. It's really important. I do, you know, I write a menu, and my menu goes on the fridge. I write it every Sunday, and that way everyone knows what they're having. I know what we're having. I shop for it on a Monday, so I've got all the bits and pieces in the house. That way it's, you know, I don't have the urge to buy takeaways when I'm running late. You know, stay organized. I urge you to look at your training as something for you. You know, we go to a beautician, and, you know, we all love, like, especially us girls, love going to the beautician. It's like, oh, the beautician, I'm going to get to relax, and, you know, I'm going to feel good and look good when I come away. Your training exercise is exactly the same, if not better, because you do exactly the same. You go and train, you feel good, and you look good. It's look at it as something for you, not as a chore. It's the way you view things that change your mindset, and, you know, your life will be, you know, everything you want it to be.
That's great. And it's so true. You know, I talk on the retreats that Damien and I run, a session on a deferred life and an examined life, you know, and it's amazing when people actually really think about, you know, how long have they been living a deferred life, and what are they deferring because of their weight. So Joanne Berry said, could you be any lovelier? I think we're all in awe with your story. Do you keep a food diary, and does it help? And also, have you written a book?
Okay, I do. When I'm off track, I start going back onto my food diary. It's the first thing I do when I head off track. Most of the time, you know, I try not to, in every day when I'm just maintaining, I try not to make food be my focus all the time. But as soon as I get off track a little bit, that's the first thing that I snap back into, because being aware of what you put in your mouth is just crucial, because we overlook what we actually consume sometimes. For the book side of things, funny you should say, that's something that I'm working on at the moment, although I type very, very slow, so it could be a while.
It's fantastic. Alrighty, one more question I've got here. Was it sometimes scary facing the issues that arise when you are not using food to mask them? And were you scared of who you were becoming, and were you tempted to turn back?
I wasn't scared of who I was becoming. but it was very difficult to fit that new me into my old life. You have such an accelerated growth, and when you come back home, everyone else has just been plodding along with normal life. So it is very difficult to step back into your old life. And that was, you know, very, very scary. And it would have been much easier just to go back. And that is unfortunately very sad, but true. That would have been the easiest thing to do. And I've had to really persist and stay strong and try and ensure I hold on to all of these things that I've learnt, that I like about me, that, you know, unfortunately, there are probably a lot of people who don't like the new sides of me because I'm not that same enabling person that used to be around for them. So, that was, I love the new me, absolutely love it, but it's taken everyone else around me quite some time to get used to.
And I'm sure that's only a few select people, and they're always going to be in our world and in our lives. So, you know, there's a saying that I think I might have shared on another call that, you know, Damien and I recently did some training together, and, you know, the chap who was running it, one of the things he said, and it stuck with me, is that, you know, other people's feedback is more about them than is about me. So just remember that when somebody's giving you grief or some feedback that just doesn't ring quite true, it's actually about more about them than you. So, you know, love who you're becoming and accept that you will challenge some people. And if you just think it's more about them, you know that they've got stuff they're dealing with because of your transformation, and that's not your responsibility, you know. You need to look after you. Mandy says she's been doing the menu on the fridge for about a year. It really works. No more quick eat anything meals. Time saver once a week to the supermarket. So it is actually, that's really true.
So
we've got just a few more minutes left. Taz, I'm going to do a refresh. For anyone who's got last burning questions, you need to put them in now. Alison, thank you very much. I mean, it's always a pleasure. And I know we had a couple of attempts and they weren't happening, so it's been great tonight. We're going to have to try and iron out. I think it's those first numbers we give you. I don't think they're working.
Yeah.
So Damien's actually away in the UK on holiday at the moment. And so when he gets back, I mean, I might just get him to double-check from Melbourne what's going on with these overseas numbers that we're using. So I just spoke to Damien in a few minutes. Yeah, thank you, Alison. I was just going to say, I just spoke to Damien just before Alison came on the call, and him and Amber were laying in bed choosing what they were, where they were going to go for breakfast this morning. So some people have it on
good,
don't they?
Hard life.
Very hard life. So, okay, I'm going to do one more refresh, and I think we've just about got all the questions. If I've missed anybody's question, I apologise because they've been coming in quite thick and fast, and I'm just making sure we haven't had double up. But thank you very much, Alison. It was great. Any last parting words?
I wish you all the very best, and I, you know, just, you know, the one thing you need to know is just believe in yourself, because you are capable of just absolutely amazing things. Again, as I said, I never realised all the things that I had laying deep inside of me, and you know, you all have the strength to do this. So keep going and enjoy life.
Fantastic. Alison from Ali from Christchurch has said, the hour's gone so quickly. Thank you both so much. Very inspirational. I mean, I re-listened to Alison's call from the last time, and I know that I will listen to this one again because, you know, Alison's a real person, you know, with real life, real issues and real stuff. And, you know, if we listen and take, you know, the best from the call, we will certainly, you know, use it for inspiration. I know that I will. Okay, everybody. Oh no, that's for my husband to do, not for me.
I wish.
Okay, so thank you very much again, Alison. We really appreciate it, and we're very lucky to have had you on the call. And no doubt, when your book comes out, everybody will be interested to find out what it's called, and we'll send an email out when we know. Frank and Jan have said, thank you, Phyllis. Alison was excellent. That was a really great and motivational call. You're more than welcome, guys. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you, Alison.
Thank you.
Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.